starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Press, release, lift, lower. We got to do it 12 times. Press.
We've already done it 6, and so long as I'm not really drowned, could we skip the rest?
Okay.
Now it's my turn.
What are you going to do now?
I'll treat you for sunburn.
You have everything you need?
Guess so.
Guess and so isn't the way to survive, Pork. Now, do you have everything?
I'll check. See, bandages, sheet, pins, goggles.
I presume you're the one who's my son?
Sure, Mom.
Well, that's a relief. I thought maybe you'd change places with a man from Mars. What are you supposed to be?
Well, he's not supposed to be anything, Miss Miller. He's just protected from the sun.
Oh, that's good. Would you wear this every time you go swimming?
Oh, you don't wear that when you go swimming. You wear that when you're stranded on a raft in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, I see. Well, when do you expect to be stranded on the ocean?
Oh, well, we're just practicing survival methods.
Yeah, Miss Miller. It's all in this book here.
Well, this kind of information can be very important, and I'm glad you're learning it. But right now, could you spare the time to help me get my preserves back up on the top shelf of the cupboard?
Sure, Mom.
Thank you. I'd prefer to be able to recognize my co-workers, though, so would you mind getting out of that outfit?
Okay, in just a minute. Well, let's finish practicing our survival training.
Okay.
What are the three basic needs for survival?
Food.
I said three.
Food, water, and shelter.
That's right.
Let me ask you one.
Okay.
How do you purify drinking water?
Oh, you can boil it, put a couple of drops of iodine in it, or let it drain through the soil.
Boy, you sure do know this stuff.
I'll bet you we could survive. Even without food or a gun or anything.
Oh, sure we could. We could build traps like we're in these books, and we could start fires without matches.
Yeah, except we'd never get the chance to try it. Hey, Porky, I got an idea.
What?
Let's go on a camping trip this weekend, only we won't take any supplies.
Not even one sandwich?
Oh, you won't need anything to eat. Think of all the berries and fish you can get.
Are you sure? I don't want to waste away to nothing, you know.
I'll bet you wouldn't lose 1 ounce.
Oh, but I would. More than that.
I'll bet you my new compass against your new jackknife that you'd even gain weight on the trip.
Oh, boy, it's a bet.
We'd be real careful, Mom. Lassie'll be with us, and we wouldn't be back any later than Sunday night.
And you wouldn't go any further than Granite Lake?
No, we'd camp right by a stream that flows into the lake. And it's warm now. No rain's expected.
Well, you boys have thought of about every objection.
How much am I?
134. Now, when we get back, the first thing we'll do is to weigh you again.
Okay. I sure hope you know what we're doing.
Sure I do. I know this book by heart.
Well, Pioneer, here are your supplies. Well, there's a thermos of cold milk, and I made a lot of sandwiches, and some different kinds of fruit, and cans of soup, and beans. I know it seems like a lot of food for just 3 days, but... Porky, you all right?
I feel better, Miss Miller.
Oh, he feels fine. He just remembered that he has to go on a diet.
Oh, well, maybe he can put it off until after the trip. Oh, now, boys... Be very careful, huh? And remember, get back on Sunday before dark.
Oh, we will, Mom. Don't you worry about us.
Now, Lassie, you take very good care of my boys, will you?
Oh, Porky, will you leave that alone?
What are you gonna do?
Hide it.
It's in plain sight.
There. Now, come on, will you? Look, it's a campfire. Someone must be camping here.
Yeah, maybe you left some food behind.
Porky, no! You don't do that. Boy, he must be some tenderfoot. Even an open fire like this.
Yeah. Well, he's probably close by, out fishing or hunting.
You still shouldn't have left an open fire.
Yeah. One little spark on these old dry leaves and whoosh, the whole place is on fire.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna put it out.
Someone's gonna be awful mad.
So what? At least it's safe now.
Mm.
No, come on, our camping grounds aren't far.
Yeah, none we eat, I hope.
Give me a home where the buffalo roam.
Hello, boys.
Hello, mister.
Hello.
You boys on a hike?
No, sir, we're on a camping trip.
Well, it's a small world. So am I. It's my campfire over there.
Yes, sir. You see, I put it out.
You what?
We put it out.
Well, what's the big idea? You know it took me an hour to get it started. Maybe you think you own these woods.
No, sir. But you shouldn't leave an open fire like that unattended, especially when everything's as dry as it is now. You didn't even clear away the dry brush or surround the fire with rocks like you're supposed to.
Oh. So now you're a forest ranger. You're gonna protect the woods.
It's everybody's job to protect the woods. We'd be glad to build you another fire, if you're ready for it.
And we're glad to help you eat dinner, too.
Oh, no, thanks. Just go away and leave me alone. Go on.
No, Lassie. It's all right. Come on, Pork. We'd better go. Here's a spot, remember?
Yeah. Hey, listen, running water. Boy, I'm gonna drink a gallon of it.
Wait a minute. Haven't you forgotten something?
You mean I gotta purify it first? Water from a running stream?
Remember what the book said. Why take chances?
The book?
You must have lost it.
Who cares? You memorized it anyway. Oh, Jeff, I'm gonna die of thirst.
It won't take you long. There's a nice flat rock you can use for a shovel. By the time the water gets down through the hole, it'll be safe enough for you to drink. Got a safety pin on you?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, let's see if we can't catch us some fish.
Yeah, I picked up a barrel, and there it was.
What on earth was it doing there?
Well, somebody went to a lot of trouble to hide it there, I can tell you that. And, oh, yeah, this was there, too.
Survival training guide. Oh, Dad, I'll bet those boys have gone out into the woods without food, water, or anything. What do we do now?
Well, there's nothing we can do. You can't find them in them woods. The worst thing could happen would be they'd get a little hungry, then they'd come home. There's nothing to worry about.
Oh, I'm not worried.
All we have to do is sit tight until they come, that's all, and just tell ourselves that everything's going to be all right.
No.
Don't tell me you're full.
Yep. Are we going to have good luck like this every day, Jeff?
Oh, maybe not fishing, but first thing tomorrow, we'll build us a deadfall.
And what do you think we'll catch?
Who knows? Maybe rabbit, squirrel?
I wonder what squirrel tastes like.
Oh, it's good.
Oh.
Sure it is. Besides, when you're trying to survive, you've got to eat most anything. It's the law of the jungle.
I think that gentleman's getting a little too close. Maybe we ought to go to bed.
Oh, okay. Help me bank the fire so it'll keep us warm during the night.
Oh, this thing here is awful small, Jeff. Maybe I ought to go to bed first. Nothing's gonna get past this trap.
Yeah, but are you sure the log will fall the right way?
Sure it will. Look at the picture in the book. I forgot I don't have it. Sure hope it didn't fall out at home.
Well, I didn't notice, but what difference does that make?
Well, what if Mom or Gramps finds it? Then they'll start getting ideas and worry about us.
Yeah, they sure would.
Oh, I know. I can send a note home with Lassie, tell them that we're okay.
Okay.
Take this home to Mom, girl.
What's she doing here?
It's a note from Jeff. Oh, listen. Safe and sound, home on Sunday. Love, Jeff.
Oh, I told you there was nothing to worry about. That boy knows how to take care of himself.
I guess I should have known better than to worry. Not that I fully approve of this survival stunt.
Looks like our messenger's fretting to get back to the boys.
Is that what's on your mind, girl? All right. I'll give you a message to deliver to the Swiss Family Robinson for me.
Where the deer and the antelope play.
Two hundred years ago. Porky, you smell something?
Something to eat?
Oh, it smells like smoke.
Smoke? Yeah, it does.
There must be a fire. Over that way.
Oh, the breeze is coming right toward us, Jeff. What are we gonna do?
We gotta get down to the stream, fast.
Properly.
Don't worry about that now. You'll be okay once we get you down to the stream.
Oh, can't go that way. There's a solid wall of flame. If we go up, we can get away from it.
We could not. If we went higher, we'd be trapped. Fire burns uphill. Porky, his leg's broken. We can't move him unless we split it. Go get the trap on.
Thank you.
Lassie, didn't you take this back to Jeff? Dad? Dad, come here.
What's the matter?
I don't know. Something's wrong. Lassie came back with my note. She didn't take it to Jeff.
Well, that ain't like her. Look, she wants us to follow her. All right, girl. Be right with you.
Kids, make a run for it. Leave me here.
Just lie still, mister. We're gonna make it out of here. All three of us. Come on, Porky, lift this in. Easy now. It's too heavy this way. Porky, I'll take the front, you take the back. We'll have to carry it.
You
ready?
Wait a second.
Let's go.
Hello? Mountain Patrol? I want to report a fire in Huntley's Woods.
Thank you, ma'am. But we've already spotted that fire.
Please, listen very carefully. There are two boys, my son and his friend, trapped in that fire.
Two kids? You know about where they are? Good. I'll get on it right away.
Close to them and effect pickup rescue?
We'll sure try.
Well, step on it. That wind's shifting fast.
Roger. Out.
Oh. Here, sit here, Miss Miller. Oh. Now, you take it easy. In another hour, you'll all be safe at home together.
Oh, thank God.
Here you go, Pork. Have another.
I've had three already. Gee, it's your turn.
You're just dehydrated, that's all.
I don't know what that means, but I sure am thirsty. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, you swallowed more smoke than I did, Porky.
Yeah, I guess so. I do need nourishment.
Here. Have a banana, too.
Gee, thanks.
Oh, Porky, we forgot to weigh ourselves. You remember the bet?
Yeah. This is one bet I'm going to win. Practically skin and bones. Well, come on, let's go.
£140.
£140? But how could I gain 6 pounds? I almost starved to death.
You lose and I win your pocket knife, so pay me.
I guess so, but I still don't understand.
Just proves I was right. You ought to go on a survival trip every weekend.
Oh, I couldn't stand that again. I bet's a bet, and you win.
Okay, here.
Even Lassie knows you shouldn't bet on a sure thing.
A sure thing?